Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jake. Just want to let you guys know there is more Roll For It to be had. Follow us on twitch.tv/2nerds1pup. That is where we will be releasing our live season, season 4 of Roll For It, starting August 2nd, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And in case you're listening to this 10 years from now, we are talking about the year 2022. So if you want more of the original cast, more of the epic adventures and random monsters and complete nonsense, give us a follow on twitch.tv. And otherwise, thank you so much for listening and enjoy Total Recall. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Total Recall, a Roll For It adventure featuring the cast of Season 2. Oh, yeah, the air horns. This is the air horn season. Can you guys remind the audience who we're working with this episode?
Ooh, Andrew should start first this time.
Yeah, Andrew.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and I play Eric, a Gizrai monk from the Lakula Aura.
That was a good customer service voice.
Thank you.
Hello there. I'm Colleen Kelly, and I'm playing Gram Gram, the Tortle Cleric of Eldaith.
That's terrifying.
Now your turn now.
I don't know. I'm embarrassed now. I can't do it.
My name is Kendall, and I play Zula. She's a half-orc fighter, and she falls a lot. Thank you.
I'm Jake. I'm the Dungeon Master, and I'm going to be hoping everybody has a good old-fashioned time.
Please leave your social security number after the beep.
Previously on Tortle Recall, the group is going one by one to the three sacred streams to fix them and restore Eldaith's power to save nature in the world and beyond. So far, they've gone to the Forest of Friendship, where they got a little magic item, which is a ship that can zoom over and bring back an NPC to help them out. And then they went to the Peak of Peace, where they got the Pearl of Peace, brought it up to the Peak of the Pearl of Peace, and put the Peak Pearl on the piece
on the pickled
of
paper.
Peak that needed to be placed. In that pearl, a peace dagger was presented to Arok. You laugh, but it's actually, this dagger cannot be used to kill. The damage that it deals is non-lethal, so it can render somebody unconscious.
Ooh.
Even if you stab them in the face.
Ooh, just got it.
No, there is one sacred place left, and that is the Ridge of Reflection.
I know I'm dead, but I'm tired again.
Shall we rest after that nice water slide?
Is there like a lazy river type thing going on?
You want to lay on my back while I sleep? Well, no, I'll drown. That's not a good idea.
Did you drown in heaven?
Oh, well, I've sure gotten close to dying, so I don't want to find out.
And you wake feeling perfectly refreshed. There is a fox sitting on your chest, Zula, sniffing your face when you wake up.
Guys, I'm a grab it.
Be gentle with it.
Shh, Gram, shh.
I'm gonna pet it, actually. I'm gonna make it my friend first.
First?
Sure.
Before I grab it.
Make an animal and make it my enemy.
It's like you're trying to, like, grab a cat or something, you know?
Okay, make an animal handling check there as you befriend the fox.
14.
The fox allows you to pet its head, and it pushes its head into your hand so you can get behind the ears.
I'm going to hold its little front pawsies. Okay. And just be like, will you please stay?
19!
What's your goal here? You want this fox to be your friend forever?
Oh my gosh, yes.
It can't go back to Earth.
But for this episode, you know, for this mission, yeah.
It crawls up onto your shoulders.
Yes!
And warms the back of your neck.
Be jealous. You got a dagger, I got fox.
I don't give a fox.
You guys are going to head upstream again, a dry stream. Nature becomes more ragged, kind of
badlands-y with crazy cactuses and beautiful hummingbirds and armadillos. And what are some other cool desert
lizards.
Creatures?
Prairie dogs.
Coyotes.
Lizards. Magic
coyotes.
Lizards.
Mountain lions.
All of the above and more as you guys walk. And it comes to the edge of a cliff. You see this waterfall on the other side of the cliff, this canyon, basically. The stream is so constant and steady that it doesn't look like the water is moving at all. It
yes.
looks like it's frozen completely solid.
The coolest type of water flow.
Have you guys seen that?
No.
Yeah. I kind of got to show you for it to make sense.
It's really cool. I feel like you apply the same amount of pressure and water.
And it looks like glass or ice.
It's really fucking cool.
It's really cool.
You guys are so intense.
Everybody listening to it, look
it up. I can't wait to walk on it. Mirror water.
It's called laminar flow.
Laminar
Ooh.
Flow.
Whoa.
See
that's
that?
Flowing?
That's yeah. flowing water.
Take a look.
No.
Take a look.
No, I can't. It's too much.
Watch him put his hand in it.
Ah!
Laminar flow, guys. Look it up. You can see the reflection of the sky in it, and you can see the reflection of the area that you've just left behind in the water. This is a place of reflection. The ridge of reflection. Where followers of Eldaith will go to look upon themselves.
Who is that turtle I
and try and
see?
Grow from what they learn.
A mushroom grew on me once.
Yeah, you were there for a while.
Yes, I fell asleep.
The pool is supposed to flow all the way back to the source. But as you guys approach the cliffside, you look down and you see that there's some kind of a portal that's open at the base of this waterfall. And the water is just pouring right into it, not building into a stream. And it's just catching all the water, dropping it into nothingness. You have no idea. It just passes through this purple portal.
It's those darn water bottle companies siphoning off water that doesn't belong to them.
What kind of pipeline is this? Do you guys want to jump in that portal?
Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
Absolutely.
it's a long way down.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's probably about 80 feet down.
Oh, let's do it.
We just jump into a portal. We don't know where it goes. We could end up in a water tank and drown.
You guys could get bottled and drank halfway across the world.
What if I throw the fox in first?
That friendship didn't last long.
I'm gonna hold this fox up. Look it right in the face. Nod your head yes to go. Shake your head no if you don't want to come.
You hear.
Here, you have to talk to the fox this way. And I come over and I grab the fox.
Uh-huh.
Just put it down and let it run away.
You fucking bitch.
She's just staring at her. What did you say?
Nothing. Grim.
Oh, you said it now.
The fox scurries off into the brush. It stays kind of nearby. It's not too far off.
Stacy!
Stacy.
Can I walk down a waterfall if it's moving?
We actually talked about it. I never thought. Remember when we talked about this and we were like, that would never happen anyway, so it doesn't make sense to even theorize about.
Yeah, but this thing is, what do you call it? Laminated
water. Laminar water.
Yeah, yeah.
Laminated water.
Can monks run up a laminar waterfall?
Yeah, Google that real quick.
Wait, at least run down it.
Yeah.
Could he climb it like a rope?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know how that's physically possible.
You don't know if I could glide down that thing like that? Slow fall then.
I don't know how you could slow your fall on water that's falling at the same speed, faster than
you are. Okay, you're right. I'm going to just slow fall down this cliff.
Okay.
Either way, I'm getting down this motherfucker.
Okay. So you take the cliff down, and you are able to stop yourself at any point because you've got this monk climbing ability. You're now 10 feet off from the portal that dips into you don't know what.
I'm not even sure what.
No, but this water is falling down through it.
Could I toss like a rock or something down there, like just to see if...
Sure, yeah. It splashes into the water and then disappears through the hole.
And then nothing.
Nothing that you can see.
I don't hear anything. I don't know what else to do after, like...
As you're watching the water flow down, you'd see a glimpse of yourself in the water, just dangling. And that reflection begins to move separately from your own movements.
Mm. Terrifying.
That's not cool.
And it bends its legs, staring at you.
Well, I steady my comments. What the...
And he pulls his out at the same time. And then he dives through the surface of the waterfall towards you.
attack.
To attack?
To attack.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I want to evade, like move to the side so that he goes right past me.
Go ahead and make a d20 roll. We'll just do 20 versus 20 here to see if you get out of the way first or if he hits you. I got a 14.
I got a 6.
Other Arak leaps out from the water and lands one comma into your arm, dealing you 7 piercing damage.
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
He lands right next to you on the rock.
So we're just straight up fighting, right? There's no reasoning with this. Myself? Or?
I mean, you can say whatever you want.
Who are you?
Who are you? I'm Arok.
like he's mocking me.
A little bit.
All right. So I'm insulted now. So
how dare you?
I'm taking my commas out.
How dare you?
That's it. And I just like leap at him. I'm like, fuck this.
Okay, the 21's gonna hit.
Ocho damage.
All right.
For the fake Arok.
Other Arok takes a comma right to the belly. Another one he ducks underneath and it slams into the rock.
Do I see any of this?
Yeah, Graham, you see Arok versus Arok down there.
What do we do?
I think we should just go down.
Oh, I thought she was going to leave.
Go away.
I think we should
Should we go?
Well, if he's fighting himself, we're probably going to have to fight ourselves.
Do you think we could, like, trade? You know, like, what if we...
You could never take me down.
You want to bet?
Graham, as you glance over, you see yourself approaching from that ledge.
Ooh. You better watch yourself.
You see a spectral frying pan appear, and it's going to bing on the boom on your head.
No! What level?
Whatever gets me a 2d8.
You want to do fourth level?
Yes.
You only get 3 of those.
Don't tell me how to play my character. 18 force damage, and you see other Graham's head stick out of the water and say, "It's time for the bing and the boom."
You're absolutely right.
And I'm going to cast 5th level spiritual weapon.
What? I thought it needed to be 6.
Oh, you're right. That would make silly sense. I'm going to do
Yeah. Nice try.
Here we go. That's 26 to hit.
Oh, dearie.
And I'm going to use my bonus action to hit her again.
That rule.
Didn't realize you could do it twice, did you?
Wow.
So you just clock her on the head through the waterfall, eh?
Yeah. That's what the bing and the boom is, not just once.
Well, here comes the boom. And she holds out her frying pan and leaps to join you on the platform.
The actual frying pan?
Yeah, the actual frying pan. Zula, you're over there. Chasing your fox down, yeah?
I'm all the way over here now.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm just gonna leave Stacy in the bush.
Okay.
I'm gonna find a nice sized rock. I'm gonna throw it at my reflection.
So where
She's
are you gonna
starting
be
starting the conflict. Your reflection's just chilling, like, fine.
Go ahead and make an attack roll against your reflection.
14.
All right, so you're a rock. It hits into the waterfall and then falls down.
Oh, okay.
As you watch your reflection throw the exact same rock out towards you, I rolled a 22.
Oh my gosh! I knew it!
I'm the best fighter there was!
You wanna fight?
You want a piece of this? Ooh, 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 ooh!
I forgot about that.
And then
that.
She leaps out to join you.
I love it.
All right, you guys are in fights. Reverse Arok is going to backflip up the wall 50 feet above you. And then from up there, he's going to take out 2 daggers.
For the greater good.
Throw both of them at you.
Could I deflect missiles?
Yeah, you can. Ooh, okay. So one of these would hit you. But you get to roll to catch it then?
Nice.
It was a one.
It was a one?
Yeah.
Oh, not quite enough then.
Thanks.
You still hold up your hand. And you, it stabs it.
Oh, no. Cut it, but not the way I wanted it to. You throw like a bitch.
You catch like a bitch.
Fuck you, Eric, too.
Fuck you.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
Let me do a little flip action and get right next to him. And then as I'm right next to him, these commas just trying to go for right where his torso area. 13 and 11.
Total? You're going to miss twice, so he just evades.
Thank you.
One direction and throws an elbow to hit your strike out of the way.
That's right.
That's right. Could I use flurry of blows to like try to get one more hit off?
You can try.
18?
18 will do it. Okay, back up top. Have you heard about the healing powers of Eldaith?
Don't you dare take her name in vain.
Don't you take her name. I'm not talking in vain.
You saying her name alone is blasphemy.
I'm not alone. I'm with you three.
See, healing words herself. She just puts her pan in front of her chest, closes her eyes for a moment, and you see the dents on her head from the spectral frying pan disappear. And then she's going to swing her regular old frying pan right at your head. But it's not quite enough to hit you.
That's baloney.
She thinks that's a really good insult.
Be nice.
Well, if it's too hot, get out of the kitchen. And I shoot down.
This is the first time that I've ever done this as Gram-Gram because I switched up my spells. Flame Strike.
All right.
I'm casting it 5th level.
Oh, I rolled high. I'm probably going to evade half of it.
Not today.
A creature takes 46 fire damage and 46 radiant damage on a failed save. Or half as much damage on a successful one.
And you also have Zula's bad guy.
Yeah, definitely.
20-foot diameter there.
Yep, 14 damage.
This column of flames and sunlight occupy almost the entire platform that you guys are on. Zula comes out to just a couple inches from your face.
And then I'm going to smack her with that frying pan as a bonus action.
As the fire clears, she's just steaming.
For 11 damage.
You dare strike a follower of Eldaith?
And then she's going to fall backwards off of the platform.
What?
Into the water, and you just see her disappear beneath the portal.
Wow. I defeated her?
Seems to be.
What?
Zula, you're looking at a more burnt version of yourself. She's got a crystal eye in her right side.
Copycat. I just want to, like, charge and bear hug and then just leap off together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Super reckless.
Yeah.
Make an attack roll.
20.
You're going to hit.
Let's go.
You're basically tackling her off of the cliff.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
He's giving you a chance to take it back.
All in, baby.
Something's about to happen right now.
Zula, you fall off of the ledge with other Zula in your arms, and she's like, why would you do that? So she's like struggling with you, you're struggling with her, spiraling, and you fall through this portal. That's where we'll cut your turn for now.
Oh no, jeez.
That puts it back at Arok.
Flurry of blows.
Bring it on.
Damn. Okay, I rolled 2 hits and a crit.
Damn.
And my attacks are magic!
Did he move at all? Did we move at all? We're just like still kind of in the same spot.
They've been fighting on this wall.
That's pretty cool. But then he'll just swing himself up and over onto the actual cliff ledge. So he's not hanging from the wall anymore. He's back on solid ground.
Bring it on, Slowpoke. Didn't your monk master teach you how to fight?
He taught me how to be calm and have stillness of mind. You are not a reflection of me, only imitation.
You are not a reflection of me.
You are for the greater bad. I'm gonna go for it.
Do you scale the rest of the way up the wall? It's about 10 feet.
Yeah, no, it's not a scale. It's more like, you know, I put my hands up and I just... Yeah. This ends now.
All right.
As I charge him, I have my left hand, like he's about to get hit with it, but out of nowhere, right hook. Didn't even see it coming.
Okay.
Magical fist, mind you.
So you clock him right in the ear, and he is actually stunned.
I don't remember that move.
And then...
Maybe you remember this one. And grab him by the shoulders and do like a tumble backward and throw him toward the portal kind of thing.
All right.
Like Street Fighter does. I don't know if you remember that movie.
What's that wrestling? Like a reverse...
Like a suplex? Type of,
yeah. Yes.
So you grab him and you use all your strength to hurl him behind you. You fall to the ground and he tumbles over the ledge.
Can I spank him with my frying pan as he goes down?
Sure. If you've got it, if you got it down there ready.
Yeah.
It's just the two of you now at this point.
Suddenly
there's like a big shadow cast over you, and you look up and you see that at the top of this ridge is a gigantic dragon.
Wow. Can I see light out of this portal?
You can't see right now. It's not your turn right now.
I'm dead.
Oh no.
And the dragon is looking down at the two of you. What are you guys doing?
I was always expecting
What
that.
Are you doing?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.